Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to distill some pretty complex subjects into insights you can really use. Today, we're uncorking a topic that, well, it goes way beyond just a simple drink. We're talking about whiskey as, you know, liquid legend, a piece of history, even an astonishing investment. Yeah, these aren't just beverages anymore. They're like coveted artifacts, symbols of status, and, frankly, profound stores of wealth. So we're taking a deep dive into the most expensive whiskeys, bourbons, scotches, basically the top tier ever sold at auction, looking at figures right up to 2025, our mission. To unpack the honestly incredible stories, meticulous craftsmanship, and just the sheer market demand that pushes these spirits into the multi-million dollar range. Okay, let's unpack this and dive into some truly mind-boggling prices.
It really is remarkable, isn't it? How these bottles, they sort of transcend their contents. They become artifacts. It's this unique intersection of like luxury, rarity, and cultural significance that really captures people's imagination, collectors, investors. It's so much more than just the taste, you know? It's about owning a piece of history, this embodiment of, well, dedication.
And what a history. Let's start right at the very top, the absolute pinnacle. But there's a crucial distinction here right off the bat. The most expensive whiskey ever sold. It isn't actually a single bottle. It's an entire cask, the Ardbeg Single Malt Scotch Cask. It went for a staggering $19.3 million. The specific spirit, get this, distilled way back in 1975. It survived two distillery closures, which is pretty amazing in itself, stayed intact for decades, then bought by a private collector in Asia. Now, it's worth noting, our sources really highlight this. The cask holds roughly 440 bottles, which you could say gives it a bit of an unfair advantage price-wise compared to just one bottle, you know?
Yeah.
Volume matters here.
Oh, absolutely. That volume distinction is critical for understanding the market impact. And it makes you wonder, this raises an important question. Are we seeing a shift towards, like, entire collections or bulk buys at the very top end? Owning a whole cask gives a collector, well, not just a huge amount of rare spirit, but real strategic control over its future. They can bottle it whenever they want, maybe create a private label, exclusive releases, that sort of thing. It definitely reflects an evolving investment landscape. Long-term value, maybe personalized use, or even releasing it back to the market later, it's all in play.
Yeah, that control aspect, that's a huge incentive. And it makes you think about the strategy for those single, really iconic bottles. So let's shift focus. The most expensive single bottle, that crown belongs to the McAllen Valerio Adami 1926 60-year-old, an incredible $2.7 million. That was Sotheby's November 2023. Just imagine, only 40 bottles made back in 1926, 60 years in a sherry cask. And here is a fascinating detail. 12 of those got labels designed by the pop artist Valerio Adami. But what really elevates them, they were never actually sold to the public. McAllen just gifted them to their best clients. So when one finally comes up for auction, well, the price is astronomical, right? It reflects that ultimate scarcity and provenance. And speaking of McAllen, the name just echoes through this whole high-end market, doesn't it? It's clear McAllen isn't just playing the game. They're kind of defining it. They pop up again and again. Here's where it's really interesting, because McAllen has some incredible stories and price tags attached. Take another McAllen Fine Rare, aged 60 years, also from 1926. This one briefly became the most expensive bottle back in 2019. It fetched an amazing $1.9 million.
And what's really interesting is a presale estimate at Sotheby's. It was only around $570,000. The bids just flew past that. Reports described it as a frantic and fervent atmosphere. Wild. For collectors, this specific release has been known as the Holy Grail since, like, the 1980s. And get this, one famously sold for $5,000 back in 1987. That was a record then. Today, that looks like an absolute bargain, doesn't it? Just incredible foresight or luck for whoever bought it then. It was also quite telling about what the market values, the physical details. This specific bottle, it had a slightly scuffed vintage slip label and a somewhat worn Russian importer slip. Minor imperfections, you might think. It is still at nearly $2 million.
That Holy Grail status, it's pure testament to McAllen's mystique, really. If we connect this to the bigger picture, McAllen has built this almost mythical presence. The story, the legacy, it's as potent as the liquid itself. Their consistent rarity, these legendary age statements, a proven track record at auction, it all cements their brand at the absolute top of luxury. And that sale, it really shows how collector perception, fueled by both, you know, tangible things and this intangible mystique, can drive value way beyond what anyone expects. It almost transforms that scuffed label from a flaw into, like, a mark of authenticity, part of its history.
That's a great way to put it, flaw versus character. It's definitely a different world. And McAllen's influence, it also extends to these unique artistic collaborations. The McAllen Michael Dillon 1926 60-year-old, for instance, sold for $1.53 million at Christie's, November 2018. This bottle has a totally unique hand-drawn piece by the Irish artist Michael Dillon. It shows the Macallan's Easter Ale Cheese House, the Scottish Highlands. Beautiful. What makes this one especially rare is it's a one-off commission, done through Fortnum & Mason back in 1999, so it's distinct from the Adami or the Peter Blake labeled ones. And notably, this was the very first bottle to ever break that million-dollar barrier. It set a whole new benchmark. But Macallan's narrative isn't always about just, you know, ancient age. Sometimes it's about sheer scale and personal stories, perfectly shown by the Macallan the Intrepid, sold for $1.4 million. This isn't just expensive. It's also the largest bottle ever sold. It stands just under 6 feet tall. Contains over 300 liters of 32-year-old single malt. I mean, wow. It was the idea of Daniel Monk, designed in memory of his late father, Captain Stanley Monk, auctioned on his father's birthday. The bottle features images of 11 famous explorers, and the money raised went to various charities. And for those who actually wanted to, you know, taste it without buying a 6-foot bottle, they released 12 smaller 50-cl bottles, too. It really shows how personal stories and charity can turn liquid into this monumental legacy piece.
Right. What's fascinating here is how the narrative, whether it's artistic like the Dylan bottle or deeply personal like the Intrepid, becomes intrinsically linked to the value. These aren't just old whiskeys anymore. They're canvases, basically, for personal stories, charity, art. The uniqueness of that Dylan commission, or the tribute behind the Intrepid, it transforms them from luxury goods into these really resonant, one-of-a-kind treasures. And that commands extraordinary prices, moves them into the realm of, like, truly bespoke collectibles.
It's really clear. Macallan has mastered using all sorts of strategies for this ultra-luxury market. We've even seen whole collections become big charitable efforts, like the Macallan Red Collection, fetched $960,000. That was a set of 6 bottles, including a 78-year-old, which at the time was the oldest ever sold at auction, all had exclusive labels by Spanish artist Javier Aznarez. Macallan themselves donated these. Proceeds went to a London food charity. And importantly, only one set was ever released to the market. Super rare. Then you have the Macallan Lalique 6 Pillars Collection, a huge collaboration with the French crystal maker Lalique. Spent 11 years, 6 amazing decanters. Sold for $993,000, also for charity. And even single bespoke decanters, like the Macallan 64-year in decanter, a one-of-a-kind Lalique piece. It actually toured the world to build buzz before selling for $464,000. That money went to clean drinking water projects. It just highlights how Macallan consistently blends age, art, and altruism to create this unparalleled value. Okay, moving beyond Macallan, though they cast a long shadow, let's broaden out. Look at some other global gems. It shows this ultra-luxury whiskey thing is truly a worldwide phenomenon. First up, Glenfiddich. The 1950s collection, sold for $1.4 million December 2022. This collection has 4 distinct bottles, distilled in 55, 57, 58, and 59, and they're not just sitting on a shelf. They're housed in this tailor-made maple and mahogany cabinet. It even has its own thermometer and hygrometer. Shows a level of care for these rare spirits. And Glenfiddich, you know, they're a global powerhouse, biggest selling single malt scotch. Clearly, they command attention at the ultra-luxury level, too. Then there's the Dalmore Decades 0.6 collection, fetched $1.24 million in 2021, Sotheby's Hong Kong, another incredible collection. 6 bottles, each representing a different decade of the company's work, from the 1950s right through to the 2000s. And these were personally selected by their master distiller, the revered Richard Patterson, the presentation. Just as luxurious as you'd expect. Crystal bottles, sterling silver, Dalmore stag emblem, illuminated pedestals, even a book celebrating the distillery's history. This whole set went to a private Asian collector.
Yeah, these collections, they really highlight the appeal of taking a curated journey through time, don't they? It prompts us to ask that question again. How much value is in the liquid and how much is in the artistry and the story of the collection itself? The Glenfiddich set with its like environmental controls in the cabinet and the Dalmore with the master distiller's touch and that amazing presentation both show how deeply the entire experience from crafting to display adds to the perceived and the actual value. They invite the buyer not just to taste, but to own a piece of a legacy, a whole narrative arc.
That dedication to storytelling, presentation, it's undeniable. And speaking of narratives and artistry, we absolutely have to talk Japanese whiskey. It's been rising so fast. The Suntory Yamazaki 55-year-old, prime example, sold for an astounding $795,000. Bowman's Hong Kong auction. As of 2025, that's the most expensive Japanese whiskey, aged in those famous Mizunara oak casks. And it has this truly multi-generational blending story. Components distilled by the founder, Shunjiro Tori, back in 1960. Then his son, Keizo Saji, added elements from 61 and 64. And finally, his grandson, Shinjo Tori, blended it all in 2020. Amazing continuity. Only 100 bottles exist. And the original lottery price, just $31,000. Quite a jump, eh? The philosophy behind it is also pretty captivating. The chief blender, Shinji Fukuyo, He was inspired by wabi-sabi, that Japanese idea that imperfections contribute to perfection. He likened the whiskey to a Buddha statue, calm and mysterious. Each bottle comes in a beautiful Mizunara box with a pleated cord, adds to the whole mystique.
Then there's the Karuizawa single malt whiskey Daikoku God, aged 52 years, 1960, sold for $460,000 at Sotheby's London, 2022. Oldest expression from this famed distillery, which sadly closed in 2000, only 13 bottles ever made. Each comes with a unique netsuke carving. This specific bottle had a Daikoku God netsuke. The wooden box is intricate, calligraphy by Thoji Nishimoto, and instead of a number, each box has a unique character carved from the cask head itself, incredible detail.
It's truly fascinating, isn't it? How the terroir, you could say, extends beyond just the liquid. It encompasses the whole presentation, the cultural story, this almost spiritual connection to time and tradition. Japanese whiskeys exemplify this beautifully, the meticulous craft, that multi-generational story, the wabi-sabi idea. It gives the Yamazaki 55 deep cultural weight. And for Karuizawa, you have the added allure of a closed distillery, plus the unique art, the netsuke, the calligraphy. It elevates these spirits to the realm of like irreplaceable artifacts. Every detail tells a story, enhances the rarity, the value.
Profound connection to history, yeah. Whether it's in the bottle or that custom carved box. Okay, let's round out our global tour. Couple more surprising entries, including one from America, which is quite rare at this level. The Black Brumore Archive Cabinet, sold for $563,000. Sotheby's Hong Kong, 2021. This wasn't just bottles. It was a cabinet holding five rare Brumores, but the cabinet itself was made from repurposed stuff from the Islay Distillery. Like brass from the original spirit safe, it came with a book, coasters, glasses, a jug, and the buyer also got a private factory tour, so the experience is literally woven into the collectible. And then, from America, the Old Ingledew Whiskey, fetched $137,000 at Skinner Auction House, June 2021. This is believed to be the oldest bourbon in existence, carbon dated, distilled between 1762 and 1802. That makes it around 250 years old. An extremely rare American find. It really highlights that liquid history isn't just Scotland or Japan. It spans continents, different traditions. So, okay, we've looked at these incredible examples. What does it all mean for the market?
How do these bottles, some with, you know, scuffed labels, some from distilleries that don't even exist anymore, command these huge sums? Well, it boils down to a mix of things, right? Extreme rarity is key, limited editions, closed distilleries, exceptional age, obviously, impeccable provenance, that trustworthy ownership history. Artistic collaborations definitely add value. Unique, luxurious presentation, custom decanters, elaborate cabinets, ties to charity often push prices up too for a good cause. And of course, historical significance. We've seen it again and again. Auction estimates just get blown away. That McAllen Fine and Rare 1926, estimated 570Ks, sold for $1.09. The Bowmore 54-year-old, estimated 85K, 110K, sold for 363K. The market's appetite seems almost insatiable.
Precisely. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, these aren't just drinks anymore. They're liquid history, tangible art. They're a profound expression of, well, humanity's search for the rare, the exquisite. The market forces. It's this powerful blend, passionate collectors, the global luxury asset market, especially with the rise of private Asian collectors you mentioned, and increasingly rare whiskey seen as a tangible, high-performing investment. It really makes us think about the nature of luxury and value itself, doesn't it? Is it the taste, the scarcity, the story, or just status and investment potential driving these huge figures? End of the day, it's probably a dynamic mix of all of that, creating this category of collectibles that kind of transcends normal definitions.
What an incredible journey through these whiskeys. Seriously, from multi-million dollar cask to a 250-year-old bourbon. We've seen this fascinating blend of art, science, history, and just profound human passion defining this world. It's truly a testament to craftsmanship and that enduring allure of rarity.
Indeed it is. And, you know, as demand for luxury spirits keeps growing and we find new ways to discover and present these treasures, this raises an important question, maybe for you, our listener, to think about: what will the next generation of record-breaking whiskeys even look like? And what new stories will they tell us about our relationship with time, with craft, and with ultimate rarity?
Something to ponder next time you raise a glass. Perhaps even one of your own prized bottles.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We really hope it's given you a new appreciation for the artistry. In a glass.